T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn. Coach, how are you this morning?
Danny and Rob, man, it's good to be on with you guys. I'm doing well and just kind of doing our last preparations for the last part of the offseason with the guys. So we're kind of pumped to get our minicamp underway with them.
Absolutely. We know that mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow. We saw some good news this morning that Vic Beasley is there getting his physical today. Grady is there getting his physical today, along with Deion Jones and Julio Jones. How much does it help the vibe having everyone out there?
Well, I would say this. We've had some awesome practices, and it'll only get better when we add that group into the mix. And certainly their impact is always felt. But we've thrown a hell of an offseason, and all their situations are fluid as they're going. So no big updates other than that they're here and with us. But adding them back into the practice of already good practices would certainly be something that we're really pumped about.
Dan, I, as a Falcon fan, I'm ecstatic to see what's happened on the offensive line. You go out and get Chris Lindstrom, Caleb Aguirre, but I think Brown and Carpenter are going to have something to say. This is going to be fascinating watching these guys this summer. I think they're all going to take it out on tack. How many fights are going to be going on this year? I'm serious. This is going to be great seeing these guys compete. These veterans don't want to bow out meekly.
No, and you know the competitors that make up this group, and so I would say that group is probably has the most, you know, competition as among the entire group, because guys are going to be really battling for not only starting roles but roster spots all the way down through it. Guys like Matt Gonneau, who didn't play a lot last year, we're moving him at a couple of spots. The running back group has certainly a lot of depth to it. Freeman's off to a fantastic start. To see him back in his element, the energy he brings back to the field, that's been a good space for us. So there's a number of groups that have a lot of competition, but just like you said, man, it brings out the best in us, and that group, I would say, leads the list of its depth, which wasn't necessarily the case in years past, so I'm glad that it is.
Schematically, how different is a run game going to look this year? You get the big back, Qadri Ollison, of course, Devontae's back. Is it going to be all that different schematically? Is it going to be more of a physically oriented run attack?
Yeah, I think for you and for the fans, some of the scheme, you know, will look real familiar. And that was important because that's who, from free agency through the draft, that's what we're looking for, that kind of movement, the run game, the play pass that goes with it, all the keepers that Matt runs, like all of that comes off the run game. So when the run game, recaptures its strength, it allows more of the play pass to be a factor. So that was a big topic that Dirk and I had, you know, heading into the off season for him joining on, and Mike Mularkey as well. So we really know the importance of that, and we're, you know, definitely committed to recapturing, our run game and all its importance it brings, not just to the offense, but to the entire team.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline on the midday show with Andy and Randy. Coach, do you worry about Devontae Freeman's health?
You know, I would say heading into the off season, you know, you're always guarded for a guy who's coming back, you know, from a surgery. So you want to see, you know, what kind of, you know, progress they're making. But seeing Free back as himself, the speed, the quickness, the energy he brings, the violence in the cuts that he does, it really, you know, made me feel better knowing he's fully back. And those are the things you look for as a coach, and it's what I'm looking for now when you look at Neil and Ricardo Allen to see, you know, their progress coming back from, you know, injuries that, you know, took away their season as well. So when you miss it, there's usually that chip on your shoulder to show, I can't wait to go back and reestablish yourself. And I think Freeman and Allen and Neil are all into that space, and that's a good thing for us as we're heading into the summer.
Coach, there's been a bit of turnover, obviously. We talked about the offensive line, but then the coaching staff as well. With mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow, how would you say this team, maybe in the biggest way, is different today than it was a year ago?
Yeah, well, I'd say heading into the offseason, because of some new faces through free agency, through the coaching staff, and then through the draft, you have to fast track some of these relationships. And I think some of the new coaches were surprised how quickly some of those relationships can be built. And oftentimes we would spend time together, you know, really first as men, as teammates and as coaches, going through things before we got into the X and O's and the scheme part of things. And having that type of connection both on the field and off the field provides, you know, so much value for the team moving forward. So what I can say is how pumped I am about the identity of our team and where we're headed, and how quickly the group that we've added, coaches, free agents, and draft picks, have quickly bonded together. And I think the only ways you get to do that in football are, one, from the coaching side, meeting rooms and the players and the locker room. That makes up one piece. The second piece is out at practice, and that part has come together like I want. And the third piece is in the games, and we have to wait for those. But I would say, as you're putting all these pieces together, it's come together like I hoped it would. And that's what I was looking for. But you don't know until you get out onto the practice field and see that cohesiveness and connection together. So putting all the pieces together is the fun part. And so far, we're off to a hell of a start.
Coach, you said the word identity. I mean, that's one that we focus in on as talk radio hosts a lot during the season. What is the identity of the team? What does the identity of the team want to be? As you look ahead to 2019, how would you define it? Like, in an ideal situation, what is this team going to be identity-wise this next season?
Well, I would hope the first thing that comes across when you and your friends and are watching the games and the fans are is, like, these guys attack. And in every phase, the boldness on special teams, you know, in the return game, the way we go after kicks on offense, it's the run game, the play pass, the, you know, the shots that we're taking down the field defensively, the way we're going after the ball, the way we're going to go after the quarterback, that type of attack in all three phases, not in one phase or in two, but in every phase. I hope that when everybody's watching the games, they said, like, these guys attack in every phase. And I think that's what makes, you know, will make playing our team in the 2019 season so challenging, is because in every single phase, they relentlessly go after it and attack people. And that's the identity that we'll have. And I look forward to showing all our fans and friends and everybody that's watching us play what that looks like.
Dan, I'm intrigued by Rashid Hageman. I think he has a couple things at stake here. I don't think he wants to be 37, 38 years old, and I'm wondering about what might have been if he maximized his opportunity. So I'm hoping that creates some urgency. What have you seen so far in such a, you know, limited resume for now as far as offseason?
Yeah, for sure. I think probably the first thing is, just like you said, that opportunity and not wanting to miss a chance at it. And so the intent, the technique, sometimes when you miss something and you get another chance at it, you just want to go after it as hard as you can. And I sense that with him. We've been slow in getting him back into it because he'd been out of the game for a year. So each week we kind of ramped up the reps, and we'll do that again through this camp. But so far, he's really put himself his best foot forward. You always feel his length, and even though he's a big guy, he's got the athletic ability to affect the pocket inside. And we'll try and feature him in the ways and the things that he does best.
Head coach Dan Quinn joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Coach, we mentioned earlier the guys that are there, and we know Deion Jones is there with you, but we also know that he's not going to participate this week rehabbing a foot injury. Is that the same injury that had him off the field last year?
It was, yep. And so sometimes the rehab can be maintenance. Sometimes it's just, you know, doing some extra work on it. So he's doing great, and we're pumped for him, but we wanted to make sure for a number of these guys, they'll be at their very best, you know, when training camp opens. And that'll be the case with some of the other players as well. We really like to take a good long look at who are some of the players that we haven't had enough evaluation and exposures with, you know, through the off-season program. And that includes a lot of the rookies. So this 3 days, it's an important one for them because they're trying like hell to build trust with their teammates. And so if they can show, you know, this player is able to, you know, keep providing, you know, good tape, good consistent effort and play, then the veteran players, okay, I think we have something here with him. And that's what they're trying to build on. So we're going to give them that opportunity this week and take an extra long look at some of the newest Falcons.
Dan, what are you doing to expand the arsenal of Vic Beasley and Tack McKinley? I know Vic's probably feeling some urgency as well, like maybe a Rashid Hageman.
Sure.
What are you doing to kind of help them evolve their arsenal?
And I think that's probably a good thing. You know, some of my best competitive memories when you had something to prove, and I know both of them are into that space. So we've definitely tweaked some things of how we play, some techniques that are different than what we've done in the past. And so now that we're able to fully implement some of those now and into training camp, we'll keep working some of the things that that we had. But it was more on an individual basis from a technique standpoint. Tack and Vic were working on different techniques, both of them specific to them. And so that's kind of the fun part of going through the off season and into training camp to see those things that you labeled, hey, man, I need to improve in this area. And you really put forth the effort to go get it right.
Head Coach Dan Quinn joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final question for you here, Coach. And again, thanks for the time today. I don't know if you know this, but the quote that you had earlier in the offseason about the hands-on approach with Vic is one that we've talked a lot about. It's a quote that is that has really stood out to us here. You also said that by the end of spring, he'll either love you or hate you. Well, spring's over in 11 days. Where is the relationship at with Vic Beasley?
I'd say to be continued.
Okay.
So we'll have to put it onto that space because we didn't get as much of the time that I'd hoped we would. And so we'll have to continue that as we get through the training camp. But I've had good communication with him. He knows the things that he needed to work on. We went through it in painstaking detail, you know, just up to a month ago. So we're anxious to get back, and he'll put forth some good work here over the next 3 days. And then we'll recapture it and get going on again at training camp.
Spring is not over, is what you're saying. 11 days left, and the next three will probably tell the tale. Coach, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Coach.
It.
Yeah, look forward to being on with you guys again. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.